Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs, featuring
Lorenzo Neal, Fresno State,
on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, one more hour remaining, and we will hand it over to Damon Ratto and Kolsky. And every Monday, they have Michael Irvin at 4 o'clock, and they will have him again at 4 o'clock today. Damon Ratto and Kolsky. We're talking about the San Francisco 49ers and their victory over the L.A. Rams yesterday. Giving away some game balls. Let's go out to Leroy in Oakland. What's going on, Leroy? How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing great, Steiny. What's up, guys? Always a pleasure to be on. All season, I've been looking at our special teams unit, and I'm going to give my game ball to the coordinator, Richard Hightower. I think he's just done a fabulous job with our special teams unit. I mean, we're ranked number 14th, 13th in the league now, and they're just really disciplined. And I look at guys like Mostert, and I think Debo Samuel, who, you know, was on that, you know, special units team. He's got guys, and he's turning them out, and they're disciplined. You know, we're getting great field position. You know, they're not making boneheaded mistakes, and that bodes well for our team. So I know people like to look at the glamour positions and stuff, but I look at the meat positions. I look at the trenches, and I'm glad they gave Brumskill some love. But I'm giving it to Richard Hightower, guys.
All right. Outside the block punt in week one, the special teams have been pretty solid. Dibs, now you worked with Lowe day after day after day, so you've probably heard
week after week, month after month, quarter after quarter.
Dibs. So
I mean, what are you getting at, Steiny?
I'll tell you what I'm getting at. I do want to ask him about something in his career that you may have heard about. You know, you may know the story, but do you mind?
I don't mind at all, especially okay. If it focuses on one of Lowe's greater moments of his illustrious career.
Well, yeah, I think it does kind of. And also I take exception. Somebody on the text line actually thinks I'm really giving Lowe grief, and I'm not, because Lowe knows how I feel about him. Okay, Lowe, you came into the – this is fascinating to me looking at your stats. You came into the league in 1993 for the Saints. You played two games, right? You rushed 21 times in those two games for 175 yards. You had like 89 and 86 yards in those first games, right?
Read those stats again. Goo, listen at those stats. One more time. One more time.
21 rushes, 175 yards, 8.3 yards per attempt, a long of seven. Never mind. It was a little skewed a little with that 74-yard run, but nevertheless. So – I am really not being a jerk here. Did you play halfback in those games? Because
we did once.
The reason I'm asking is because you never had 175 yards in a season again. You know what I mean?
Steiny, at times we would go ace with two tight ends. And I was in college, I played fullback, but also – you know, and we ran a lot of ace in high school, at Fresno State. So I would be able to be the single back. So at times, even in college, Fresno State, when we beat USC and beat all those teams, I was each of them. Ron Rivers went and played, 10, 12 years in the league, backed up Barry Sanders, who Barry said, the best back in the league is on this team. Talking about Ronnie Rivers, just so happened he was backing him up. So that's why he said the second best back in the league. As I digest, so I could tote the mail. And when I was on the Saints, Dalton Hillier, Derek Brown, there were some good backs. Von Dunbar was still there. It's just that I was outshining them. So I was still playing fullback, but at times they had me, when they go ace, they had me go ahead and get 7 yards deep and right. go ahead and do what I did. So
I got you.
That's what happened. And then after I broke my ankle and tore the deltoid ligaments and all those different things, I never got back to that status of being able to tote that mail like I okay. tote it.
So you became a different running back.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
I became different because of injury.
And I'm serious. Like, if you look at those numbers.
Amazing.
Yeah. All right. That's all I did.
Oh, I'm proud of you, boy. Real quick, we're bearing.
Had you heard about Dibs? What's with that face?
I mean, are you really going to follow up with, have I heard about that? Have I heard about Lo Neal leading the league in rushing after 2 weeks, tearing his deltoid ligament? I can show you the copy of the x-ray that I have in my personal files. Have I heard that before? 4 years of radio. I thought you were teeing him up for something humorous or entertaining, not looking at the back of the guy's football card.
No,
it's Victory Monday, baby. We should be basking in the red and gold. Not one good game from an elite blocker.
Well, we're live, two good bro. Games, clearly, and they won both games, and they won
leading
two games.
League.
With Wade Wilson at the helm.
Right.
Whiskey
right.
Wade.
Rest in peace. Yeah.
So I'm just saying, I'm looking at Lowe's number. Listen, I get it. Lowe never's going to rush for 2,000 yards in a season. I get that. But clearly early in his career or his rookie year, he was used differently than he was after the injury. And now I figured out why, because of the ankle injury. That's all. Thank you, Law. I appreciate
that. Understand,
Steiny.
And let's give him his flowers just real quick here, if I can, Low. Let's say Steiny was Howard Stern, and you're retiring from the radio, and they have your enshrinement into the Radio Hall of Fame, and you tap me on the shoulder to kind of, give you a speech about you. That would melt me. LT did that for Low Neal. I mean, that's everything to me, Low. It's like you know what I mean? Props to you, brother. That's all I'm saying.
You know who that's why I love my man, Dan. He always just, when it happens, I love when he just gives me that nice, warm, Dan Dibley-esque welcome. That's why he's my guy.
That's the best, Lo. The best.
Steven's in Vallejo. He's got a game ball in his hand, and he wants to give it to somebody. What's up, Steven?
Hey, how's it going, gentlemen? Hey, Lo Neal, they should have fed the big fella the rock more. You know what I'm saying? But
thank you,
my game ball, sorry Lo, goes to the entire offensive line. And I know you guys gave one to Daniel Brunskills before, but I think the entire line finally worked together as a unit. And if I'm Jimmy G, I'm sending them all American Wagyu beef from Snake River Farm.
Great work with the carryover uptick. That's one for you, Lo. That was awesome.
I guess, but...
I understand.
I just don't.
Get him, Dibs.
You can't pray for rain and complain about the mud. In other words, you can't highlight Lo Neal and all of his uniqueness as a football player and as a person and then take offense when somebody upticks you on the road.
Fair enough. From the 707, Fred Warner. That's from Posse in P-Town. He says... Fred Warner should have gotten gets his game ball. So there you go with that. So I mean, that's the thing. I mean, you look at this. We came into this show today, and my feeling was that there were four areas last week that were problem areas, and this week they were all strengths. Garoppolo / the quarterback position, the offensive line, the defensive backs, and then Kyle Shanahan. And we haven't talked a lot about Kyle Shanahan. I'm convinced he just does not. Yesterday was obviously I'm sure he'd like to have thrown up another touchdown or two, but in terms of spreading the ball around, I think that was kind of the perfect game that he likes. What I do wonder, guys, is if Mostert had stayed healthy, was he headed toward a 25 carry game, or do you think Shanahan would have backed off a little with the lead and maybe gone to some other running backs?
I think he would have backed off without a doubt, because you know that the guy is not built for, and Lowe points it out on how physically he runs. You don't want him wearing down in week six, especially when you have as much faith as you did in Jamichael Hasty to be able to put him in the fourth quarter of a game. You're trying to protect the lead. Think about it, Goo. Just a month ago, he's a practice squatter, or 3 weeks ago. Now you're giving him the ball in the fourth quarter as you're trying to avoid this season devolving into a complete disaster. That's the kind of faith that they have in Hasty, and that's also the faith that they have in this roster top to bottom.
Yeah, but I like what I see from Hasty, but I think Kyle did that because he had to. He was backed into a corner. Because did you see the look on everybody's face on the sideline, Lowe, when Mostert, when they got or figured it out that he wasn't coming back in? And Steiny, to answer your question, I think he was going to blow past that because he was getting the rock a lot and he was running hard. And I think everybody watching that game and even in the stadium who was there knew that guy was running Olivia Newton-John style, physical. And that was going to continue to be the theme. And, you know, at the end of the day, fellas, he got hurt anyway, Dibs, before even getting to that threshold that we talk about. Kyle had a look with his new hat that he was just like, you know what, I'm going to continue giving it to the boy dog, as you say, Lowe, and I'm going to blow past what I normally do in regard to giving this guy his normal number of carries. And I hate he got hurt, so we wouldn't know for sure if he would have blew past it.
Yeah, I think that he would have probably gave him more totes than that. We know that he would have because he tried to bring him in after the second half. And, you know, he went in for one play and he's like, seventh, I can't go. So it goes to tell you that Kyle Shanahan would have continued to feature him. And I don't know if it's, you know, I don't know if he's a guy that, you know, we're talking about, can he tote the ball 20, 30 times a game? No, he's not built like Derrick Henry. We understand that. But I think that he can learn how to run different, Steiny, at times. Not all the times, but run different in a way that he know when to hold them and know when to fold them. You told us a story earlier about your dad, what he told you. Can't get in foul trouble, son, because the team needs you. So you got to know, hey, look, I got to let that guy go. And that's what Raheem Mostert at times, he needs to run to a certain point and get that 10 yards, got the first down, instead of cutting back in and hitting guys and avoid contact. Take that less hit off you. And that's what he needs to do because this team needs him. The run, the lineman blocks better. Everyone gets more jazz when he's in there because of the style that he has. It makes their blocking assignments a lot more easier. They don't have to stick and stay so much because of the fact his speed and how hard and how fast he hits the hole.
One of the things the Niners did was a great job against Aaron Donald. Take a listen to what Shanahan said about Aaron Donald.
It's a huge challenge. I mean, he's as good of a player as you just said. Everyone knows that. You know, I thought our O-line did a very good job. I mean, you try to avoid him as much as possible, and I think we were able to do that for the most part today. Rarely does that happen, but, you know, I thought our guys were up for the challenge. They knew what was ahead of them, and they came out and did as good as they could in that area.
So last week, I can't remember exactly who it was. It was one of our guests. I don't think it was a listener that said, you got to double team Aaron Donald from the start of the game to the end of the game. Alex Boone. That's right. Alex Boone, who's on with the morning show. But it feels like Shanahan figured out another way to deal with him, and that's just to get the ball out of Garoppolo's hands significantly faster.
Immediately, if things were going well. You know, you send Deebo Samuel on the jet sweep, Garoppolo has the ball in his hands for about half a second. It's literally like a touch pass in basketball, Steiny, the old 3-on-2 where, you know, you come down and you feed it to the guy at the wing on the left, and he just immediately slaps it back to you as you continue your run down the key, and you got a finger roll. For guys like you and I, it was probably a finger roll, or for me it was a jump stop and a really conservative shot. For guys like Guru and Lowe, it was off of 1 foot, and you go ahead and throw that down. But that's what the offense was doing. Garoppolo touch and go. Get the snap and immediately swing it out to the left flank or the right flank. Get the ball out of his hands so that even if you aren't double-teaming Aaron Donald, he only has a second to do something. As long as you hold him off for that initial contact, you're fine.
That's right. That's the way it seemed to me.
And a lot of people say, oh, you double him. It's hard to do that, Steiny. And here's what – if I'm a D coordinator, here's how I understand how you can't just double a guy. It's because if you line him up over the guard, now you put a – and then you have a – now you put another guy over the center and put him in a one shade where he's in between the center and backside guard on the other side. And now you put that a guy over the tackle. How do you double him? See, you can – by defense and schemes, they're going to find a way to get Aaron Donald loose. And that's why you got – that's why I looked at this and we said, oh, we'll give it to the line. Yes, the line played well. But that's what made Kyle Shanahan, to me, so magnificent. Because if I'm a D coordinator and you say, oh, I'm going to double this guy, I'm just not going to put him to the open side. I'm going to put him away. I'm going to move him away and say, look, I'm going to make sure that I cover that center, cover that tackle backside. So now you can't put a guard and a center on him. I can't put a tackle and a guard on him. So I'm going to do that if I'm a D coordinator. So when people say you can double a guy like that, no, you can't double him all the time. So what did Kyle Shanahan do? He said, okay, I can't double him. I'm not going to let my guys try to one-on-one block him all day long. What am I going to do? Okay, I'm going to get the ball out of my quarterback's hand fast in a hurry and let my playmakers, the guru you've been saying, you want to see Ayuk, you want to see Debo, you want to see these guys and Kittle get the ball in their hands quick and early and often. And that's what Kyle Shanahan did by design because they knew he couldn't just sit there and try to double one of the best pass rushers in the league.
Yeah, but we talked about it last week, and Collinsworth said it. The Rams are used to Donald being double-teamed, and we see other guys on the Rams' line, Dibs, they eat. But because they got rid of the ball that fast, it was a different, why are we not getting to the quarterback? And frustration set in, and that's why we got that Debo Samuel sound at the end of who? Because that was the first time to me in a long time, if not his career, Dan Dibley, to where the game plan implemented by Kyle Shanahan, which I didn't even know was on the table, shocker, frustrated not just Donald, that Ram defense. And I don't know if you guys saw this, the Ram cam, the Donald cam on NBC where he was on the sideline first and second down like, whoa, what truck hit me? Because he's not used to that. And I was just, man, kudos to Shanny.
Yeah, a lot of Ariana Grande in there. The Niners were working side to side. And so Aaron Donald in the middle. Only Debo he saw was Debo running left to right or Debo running right to left. And because they set it up so well with so much of that cross motion side to side, then you get in the second quarter and now you're able to fake that. And he was able to throw down the field. He hit Kendrick Bourne twice. And shout out Trent Taylor, who is actually a wide receiver again. He
got a first down.
First pass he caught since week three. So you see him in the slot and he was able to make a play. But that was all set up by the side-to-side motion that Shanahan had scripted for the first few series.
Oof. Little P.I., he's able to force a P.I. You're right. They look good. And Dibs, you've been saying it all along, and that's what, you know, we're trying to get Steiny and Guru to understand the way that Shanahan, how he continued to move the guys with the speed and get out to the perimeter, which helped the offensive linemen tremendously and helped made their job a lot easier. So kudos to Shanahan, what he was able to do. Kudos for the guys. Kudos to the guys for being able to execute his plan.
Well, and I mean this seriously, we should have known this, really. Because, okay, so coming into the game, the 49ers O-line was struggling. The Rams D-line is the strength of their defense, clearly. Why didn't we think that Kyle would devise something to mitigate that disadvantage? What else can you do in that situation where you think your line's overmatched? What's the other thing probably? Roll out? Well, clearly he probably didn't want to roll out with Garoppolo because he didn't think he's fully healthy. But, I mean, I kind of feel like we should have saw something like that coming.
We did, but I don't know if we expected it to work like that. And to have Mostert be so effective early on and for – the short passing game, and it's not even short passes, it's the micro passing game where he's just flipping the ball forward. They ran so many of those plays and so many quick throws, and it worked. And that's the part I think that was surprising. In the game against Miami, the big issue was sacks. And every time you got sacked, you didn't score. You either gave up the ball with an interception or you had to punt it away. They didn't give up any sacks yesterday, so you're able to stay ahead of the sticks and work the perimeter a lot more. If it's 3rd and 12, you're not going to run a jet sweep to Debo and expect to get 13. But if it's 3rd and 2, that play is absolutely on the table. So you can run it, you can fake it, and then hit Kittle for 5 or 6.
And Steiny, yeah. I'm not a ball coach. Oh, go ahead, Lo.
No, go ahead. I insist.
No, I was just going to give you your props. But Steiny, I thought it was going to be what Philly and Miami did to the porous O-line for the Niners. And I'm not a ball coach, but Lo, you just broke it down earlier tremendously, and I mean this, about every defensive line, they have their own stunts or styles on how they're going to rush the quarterback. And yesterday, the Rams left themselves open, not even knowing that the possibility that they were going to do all those screens to the wide receivers, and your boy wouldn't have the ball in his hands, because the Rams came in again with 20 sacks for every game and didn't even breathe on Jimmy Lowe.
Yeah, and I was surprised that the Rams didn't adjust. When you have two safeties, you saw him playing in cover two, and anytime Debo would start coming in motion, I would have had the safeties rock and roll down. So now you go to a single high safety, and the safety where he's motioning to that side, that opposite safety comes down, and he's taught to get across the line. If he gets across the line, what happens to Debo? He can't sweep. He's got to turn it in. That's where your pursuit comes. So you can do certain things to disguise. I really was shocked with the Rams not being able to adjust in at times when you say, okay, they're getting the ball out of their hands. What are we going to do? 1, 2, 3, defense, get your hands up. But at the same sense, when they had those bunch sides and just getting the ball, you come up and you play press man. You come up and bam, you funnel everything in at those times. But what the Niners started doing, they'd bring Kittle in the backfield. Now they have him running that wheel route, but it looked like he was running a wheel route. But what he was doing in essence was blocking. And so when he started to run, you got to realize the linebacker, he doesn't run downhill to block him. He has to run at an angle because he thinks that he can also be going out for a pass. So he can't have his eyes necessarily in the backfield because it can be a throw, it can be a double pass. There's a lot of different things that Kyle Shanahan did to keep that defense off balance.
Yeah, the one thing, too, I want to get into was, you know, as Garoppolo was solid, but and Lowe, I think, brought this up earlier. You know, he wasn't perfect by any stretch of the imagination last night. So on the one hand, you know, it was nice to see him obviously play a lot better than he did against the Dolphins, and he probably played better than he has all year, but he still left something on the table. He's going to even have to play better if they're really going to get back in this thing and you know, start knocking on the door to 9 or 10 wins or whatever it's going to be. Don't you guys think that?
Well, if I ask you right now, if you'd take 22 of 33 for 268 and 3 tugs against New England, I think we'd all take that. So I believe that is good enough.
We would last night. We would, but they need another. They needed another score. They needed to get another score in that game, I think.
I don't know if they'll have to against New England. I don't know how much of that Patriots game you watched as you were getting up and down from the fringe on 5. But that New England offense, they're in real trouble. They were coughing it up. Dropping balls.
They hadn't had practice, though, Dibs. COVID has hurt the Patriots more than any other team this NFL season. No excuses, but that could have been their Miami game, and that's why I don't like it for the Niners that you're catching the hoodie and the rest of the gang coming off a poor performance like they did against Denver. But they hadn't practiced in forever.
That offense doesn't make you stay up at night worrying. Yeah. So I don't, you know, they can get it all humming as best they can, but they don't have much in the way of weaponry. And yeah, maybe Cam was COVID Cam, and he was coming out a little bit sluggish, but they looked terrible. The mistakes in that game, Lowe, not your typical Belichick squad.
It really wasn't. And the Niners looking at that, and they got to say, look, guys, we got to get these guys to make mistakes. We got to make them play from behind and try to jump on them and play with the tempo. Like you said, Steiny, can the Niners duplicate or kind of, you know, do this again? You know, because when they start off fast and get it to a fast start and then they can able to keep teams off balance, that's when they're at their best. And they're going to have to do that, especially a team like Guru you alluded to, a team that's going to be desperate. You know, they're desperate and the Niners are desperate. So you got two desperate teams that badly need a win. And you got Cam, you know, only this was his first game back since COVID. So, you know, you're going to look for that guy to improve, and you're going to look for Belichick to coach guys harder and be on guys harder. And he's a guy that he understands understands what this team's doing over there in Tampa, Florida. He understands what everything's at. So don't think that he doesn't think about and looks over and seeing what old Tommy's doing. So he's going to be have this team ready to play. But the Niners, kudos. I take my hat off to them. They played a team that was favored by 3. So if that means that they were at home, you get 2.5 for being at home. If that game was in L.A., it probably went maybe like 6 or 7, Dibs. So what they were able to do and the way in which they did it and how they went about their business, you got to be happy for the Niners and the organization, because a lot of people has written them off. They just said, hey, look, we got this. They showed everyone, they showed the world on Sunday Night TV that, hey, they still can play and they can still play at a high level.
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs, featuring
Lorenzo Neal, Fresno State,
on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Matt Steinmetz, Dan Dibley, Daryl the Guru Johnson, along with former NFL fullback Lorenzo Neal, and the 49ers coming off a 24-16 win over the Rams. They get to 3-3. A lot of good things happened last night. We've all agreed on that. Any area of concern from last night? And I'm going to start with Lorenzo Neal. Lorenzo Neal, any area of concern?
Yes, I do have concerns. I think that you have to make sure that the offense continues. But the biggest to me, guys, is Raheem Mostert. I think that, you know, just not having that guy, because as he goes, the offense goes. And I think that that's why the offensive line, they block better. I think that you see the perimeter because of the fact that you got the play, the handoff, fake the handoff to him, and then you got the jet sweeps. So many things involve Raheem Mostert, those little intricacies that we don't see because of his speed. He's a threat. Every time he touches the ball, guys, you guys know when he gets the ball on the perimeter, everyone holds their breath because he's the fastest running back by far in the league. Look at Big Derrick Henry when he touches the ball. But Raheem Mostert's a lot faster. So now you're not going to have that threat. So now guys can stay home. It's going to affect the way you run your jet sweeps. He's that important to me in this offense. He's that important in the run game. He's that important for the setting up pass. So to me, that is the biggest concern as far as an offense is Raheem Mostert.
Dibs?
I'm saying the pass rush. The pass rush is the biggest concern because your secondary picked you up yesterday in a situation where Verrett came back. He played well. He's been playing well. And you had Mosley come back, and he played great. So they were improved, yet they did it without much help in the way of a pass rush. And it's become painfully clear that you're not getting home with your front four very often, if at all. Yesterday was 0 sacks. So now you start to think about bringing an extra body. We're going to bring 5, or maybe we end up bringing 6. What does that do for this secondary and their ability to cover? Now, when Richard Sherman comes back, assuming he does come back and he's able to be the Sherm of old, of last year and of the year before, then you feel better about being more aggressive and bringing extra bodies in a blitz situation. But I look at what they have ahead. Cam Newton's a good quarterback. He doesn't scare me as much with his arm, but you got Russell Wilson coming up twice. You've got Drew Brees on the schedule. You've got Aaron Rodgers on the schedule. Those are going to be tough quarterbacks that if you don't get a good pass rush, you're going to get eaten alive. So that to me is really the main area of concern coming out of that otherwise impressive victory.
Goo?
Yeah, Stani, you guys, I feel dirty saying this, but I'm going to just tell you what's in my heart. Jimmy G was phenomenal, especially just being brave out there. But a lot of the times I was getting a queasy stomach thinking, oh, man, the blue jerseys are getting to him. And I saw a little happy feet. I saw a misuse check. That happens during football games. But I also, fellas, saw some chucks and ducks. And that's when you kind of throw it to just throw and get rid of it, you know, focused on what's coming in front of you in regard to the linemen. So moving forward, it may not be New England, but it very well may be. Dibs and Steiny and Lowe, I feel like those oh-no throws are still in there a bit, and I won't know until I see it. But last night, Kyle did a great job of basically him not facing that beast. But there were some things that I saw in the pocket, you know, and I could be nitpicking that I'm like, man, you know, this needs to get fixed if the Niners are eventually going to get to the promised land.
So mine would still be, after doing the show today, I would still then say the offensive line, because it sounds to me like Kyle Shanahan had some responsibility for making that offensive line look better with his game plan. And you can do that, but not all the time. So let's hope that the offensive line used that game plan and what Shanahan told them to do to kind of get back on the right track and get some semblance of kind of back to normal with that offensive line, which is supposed to be a strength. I have a question for Lowe, because and it involves Raheem Mostert, who went to Purdue and was undrafted. How does a player go in 5 years, Lowe, from not drafted to, you know, somebody that you think may be the most important player on this San Francisco 49er team? Is he a different kind of running back than he was in 2015 at Purdue? How does that happen?
I think that Purdue was a lot smaller. You see he's beefing up and gotten bigger. But the biggest thing is, like, one of the things that you're talking about is durability. Raheem Mostert runs angry. He runs hard, but he doesn't have that frame like those bigger backs. Even though he's nice size, he doesn't have that girth, that meat. You know, Zeke, those guys. So you wonder about him. And just how fast he runs, he doesn't slow down. When he hits guys with that speed. He doesn't throttle down. That's, you know, and when you have a guy that's not, that doesn't have that body stature, that's what worries me. So how did he get missed? Teams didn't view him as, you know, as an every down back maybe. And he, you know, he didn't get drafted, but hell, you know, Tom Brady, there's a lot of guys out there. Antonio Gates, Hall of Famer, didn't get drafted at all. There's a lot of guys that end up, Wes Walker. So the list goes on about these guys, Steiny, that these guys that just say, you know what? I'm in here. I didn't get an invitation. I wasn't really invited to the party, but now I'm here and I'm going to dance my butt off. And that's what Raheem did. He's put the weight on. He's put the size on. He loves football. But to me, that's why I'm concerned, because the run game, this is not a team that just wants to line up and go five wides. And we talk to different individuals and they say the same thing. So don't do that. But if you don't have the backs that's going to hit the hard and run with the behind their shoulders like Raheem and Hasties, if you don't have that, so what are you going to have to do? Because you do need this offense to be predicated on a run and quick pass game and those things to open up, like Dib said, later on to take more shots down the field and Jimmy can hold on to the ball, because now the defense, they're reading more and they're not pinning their ears back. So I think they all go hand in hand. And that's why it's a concern, because we all agree on one thing. Offense is going to have to carry this team this year. Offense is going to have to save the defense this year. And if that's the truth, then you have to be firing on all cylinders with the offense. And the run game is the heartbeat of that offense.
Yeah, let the record reflect, guys. This is a Chip Kelly find. This was a Chip Kelly find. Chip
Football
Kelly knew
guy.
Him from Philadelphia, and he brought him to the 49ers in 2016. Chip Kelly, architect.
Chip Dibs, Kelly, I gotta tell you guys
I'm a
this,
football
though,
guy.
Johnny. I mean, when I go to the mailbox and the envelopes are just multiple bills, it's like I say this and I've said it, when will it end? But seeing Mostert have that game, the Niners bounce back against a team that nobody gave them a chance to. Everything's going good. The streets are great. And you got to deal
it's
with Mostert getting
the
hurt.
Show told you not, that they were going,
like,
to win.
Do we not even exist, Dibs?
Do we not? I mean, do
oh,
you,
now
nobody,
you guys
understand
are
nobody
the words
gave
that are coming out of my mouth?
Nahegan, our boss, is the only one that said, take it to the bank, the Rams would win. I'm just talking about Mostert not finishing the game. How much can one damn team take? I mean, everything's going good. You're winning the game, Sunday Night Football, and now your star running back, we don't know to what extent. Hopefully he doesn't miss any. I'm just like, the Bills, when will it end, Dibs? When will this team not have to be thinking about a freaking injury? It's
are
just
you going
ridiculous.
Destiny's Child on me right now? Wow. With Bills, Bills,
I did,
Bills.
I did try to do it three times.
Pay my automobile bills.
Come
pay
on,
telephone
man.
Bills.
We're not giving that enough run, Dibs. Another injury. to a major contributor.
Every time you talk, it makes me want to reach for the Kleenex because you're always crying about something. Okay? They won the game, and you make it sound like they lost 17 players to injury. Yeah, exactly. Mostert hurt his ankle. He had a monster first half. You won the game without him. Jamichael Hasty, he's a real one. 4 years at Baylor. He came in, and he did the job. You have your offensive weapons. They all came back. Now, I haven't heard you complain about losing Ben Garland late in that game with Ronis coming in and playing center late in that ballgame. Now, maybe you'll save that one for tomorrow's Kleenex segment.
When Thursday,
we talk about
yeah.
what else we're going to
cry about.
Get him
off you, Goo. 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 Hold your hands up. Goo.
Pound
He's making great points.
Hold your
but
hands
when you
up.
Assume that the backup is going to give you the production of your starter, then you get what the off you get the D-line production, which is none. You can't just take for granted what Mostert is and what he does from a physical standpoint. And last night, while he was on while he was healthy,
come on,
everybody come on. Saw it. And if you're telling me you're going up to 10 buck two without him,
then
I'm concerned.
Yeah, you're not going to Timbuktu. You're going to Foxborough, which is about 80 miles as the crow flies from Timbuktu, last I checked. And if your backups aren't good enough, then you're not a good team because no NFL team goes through a week, let alone a month, let alone a season, without injury. You show me one team that plays one game without having at least one guy get dinged up, nicked up, banged up, something. So this is life. This is reality in the National
Football
League. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Put down the tissue when Raheem hurts his ankle.
So no. Guru, go back to the body. Okay. Guru, stay. Go
right
back
here,
to the body.
Bro,
you've been working,
you.
Guru.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's no Mostert news that you two could get this week that would make you change the outcome possibly for the Niners this upcoming week? Let's just say if he wasn't available, that doesn't change everything for you, because for me it does.
It doesn't change everything. Does it hurt my confidence? Yes, but I'm still getting on the flight. I'm still booking a private jet. We're still flying to Massachusetts. We're not canceling Christmas because
Dib, stop throwing haymakers, Dib. Stop throwing haymakers.
I'm connected, low, because we're
still connected, but he went to the
flight.
I'm fine. Let me tell you, he's licking his chops. Jamichael Hasty.
Chops.
We're doing the Mullins treatment with Hasty, Lo. I like the kid, but here
come
we
on.
Go. Oh,
now
he can
come
just
on
handle
back,
the whole
this
load.
Is what I'm talking about.
We don't know if he can handle the Mostert load, but here we go
the
again.
The Mostert load.
Yeah, because
the
Goob,
Mostert load.
We all had Mostert penciled in as the feature back last year in week one.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
We did.
You didn't say you didn't say Raheem's name until week 15, just like the rest of us, because it wasn't Mostert's load. It was Tevin's team. And before
that,
it was, here comes the jet. We're flying into the clouds with
Things change, Dibs.
Yeah.
And then it would be.
Jesus.
Yeah, and then it was, you know, this Mostert. Steiny, Dibs. Now they got to play Mostert. He's not Tevin Coleman.
Oh, man.
He's not Jet McKinnon. Who's this Mostert guy? He was undrafted. Steiny,
you
didn't even get
drafted. Touch my hand.
Go, I'm
with you. Go, I'm with you.
Touch
my hand.
Jump in, baby. Oh, yeah, I
touched
it.
I'm going to ask you guys something. How good is the Titans?
They're pretty good, Mo.
Okay, so let's take Henry off that team. How good are the Titans?
Wow.
Probably not as good, Lo. You made a good point there. You really showed us.
So what I'm trying to tell you is not Raheem Mostert. I'm not saying he's going to carry it as much. Is he not as valuable to his team because of the injuries and everything surrounding this team defensively-wise and offensively-wise?
Help me out now,
Lo. Is he not as valuable to the Niners?
Not even close.
What did the Niners do in the second? Okay, so what did the Niners do in the second half? Say no. Okay, so what did the Niners do in the second half? What did the Niners do in the second half without him?
They put it in the ice box, and the Jello was jiggling.
Hit the text line 959. Hit the text line 959. Do they believe that Raheem Mostert is what? Hit the text line.
You are on fire. Keep going, man.
Because I'm just being real. I'm just keeping it 100. Also, I'm not saying that he's better, because I know what you guys are. You're right. The big fella's better. But I'm saying what he is to the Niners in that run game and to set up different things. That's
you know
what he does for the Titans, guys.
I don't like to look
3 points in the second half.
Yeah, I don't like to look two games ahead. Does anybody know off the top who's after the Patriots?
Well, want to say
Seattle. In Seattle.
Seattle. Seattle. You know what? That's in Seattle. Let's just take the forfeit. Let's just take the forfeit against the Patriots and start focusing on that division rival game.
I think you're right, Steiny.
Wait a minute,
Steiny. No
wait a minute, dude. Dibs. Dibs, are you going to do that, Dibs? We did not say, me and Guru did not say, oh, it's over. We said the chance. It makes it more difficult. That's what we said.
Well, what if Sherman comes back?
Extraordinarily hot point take, is, and I appreciate that's an oven mitts take. That's so hot I had to wear oven mitts. If Raheem Mostert doesn't play, Steiny, the Niners aren't going to be as good. Back to you.
Yeah.
Traffic and weather on the eights, too, if you need it.
And they won't get in the playoffs without him
missing
either.
The big
is he
point.
That important to the team?
You already said they weren't going to get in the playoffs with him, Loneal, so you're just doubling down on
your
previous
take. You forbid us from talking about the playoffs, Lo.
Oh, wow. I'm going to be quiet there.
Man, wow.
No, you don't have to be quiet.
Don't you leave, Guru. You leave me.
My point is, how tiring does it get when you have to replace a starter this quality of Mostert? That's my point. They've been doing it, and now you get rhythm. You beat your division rival, and now you might be playing a game without the back that we've been throwing flowers to
sucks,
for 3 hours.
It's like changing the light bulb on the fixture in the kitchen. You got to get up on the ladder. You got to unscrew all sides of the fixture that holds the light bulb. Then you change the light bulb, and then you got to put the stupid fixture back over the light. You don't like doing it, but you got to do it.
Tell you what, I would trade. I'd rather have Mostert missing the game than the Patriots' COVID situation right now.
Well, you won that one, Steiny. That's a whole
different
thing. No,
Yeah, 49ers.
Lo Neal, Mostert. I appreciate you, brother. That was good backup. You jumped off that rig and came in there and helped me out.
Man, you both got dunked on with that.
No. But you'll see what I'm – and hopefully we won't have to see because I want Raheem Mostert.
Exactly.
And hopefully we won't have to see because now you guys won't be talking about the offense. What happened to the line again when they're not able to run the ball effectively? That's why I'm glad – why do you think –
when Jamichael Hasty
– nothing wrong with Jet McKinney. Why do you think they went to Hasty? Exactly. That's the point that I'm making because Hasty was a step up from the Jet. For this type of offense. For
Hasty's
this
more like Mostert than Jets like Mostert. No doubt.
Exactly.
Well, that's why Hasty's going to get all of Raheem Mostert's 11 carries next week.
Is he a chain mover? Can I ask you something? Is he a chain mover or a game changer?
Oh, my. Did you see what he did at Baylor?
I'm asking you a question for this team, for the Niners. I'm not talking about Baylor. I couldn't talk about Fresno State. Y'all laughed at me when I talked about my ability at Fresno State. So now let's talk about this.
That's not true. That's not true.
Is he a game changer or a chain mover? That's all Hasty. From what you guys seen last night, is he a game changer or a chain mover?
He's a game mover, is what I think.
He's a chain mover, exactly. He'll help move the chain. Now, is Raheem Mostert, is he a chain mover or is he a game changer?
Oh, I'll buzz in. Game changer.
Really?
Okay, let me also buzz in then. Okay. And at what point did you know that he was a game changer? The answer is, once he changed a game. Jamichael Hasty has had a tiny dollop of carries. You don't know what Jamichael Hasty is. We
Dibs,
barely
with all
know
due
where
respect,
he's from.
Until
you
respect.
See him, no, Lo, without all due respect, because I know what that means and you know what that means. It means there's no respect on the horizon. I got 3 more minutes to tolerate your all due respect, and I'm just going to say this, and I'm going to give you the last word. Neither you or Guru or Chip Kelly himself knew what Raheem Mostert was until he burst out and had those big games late last year. Then we all knew.
29
Dibs, with all Dibs. Now, with all due respect, was
don't
I on
pay
him
me
before
all
that?
Due respect, please.
Dibs, now be honest. Was I on him before that? Did I not say he was the best before all just this? Did I not say he's the best back?
Mostert,
with all
it's only because of that.
Over a year ago,
love.
Dibbers.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Are you going to do this to me, Daniel? Are
Lorenzo,
you seriously going to Daniel?
We've talked about the unwritten rules of radio. What happens on one show doesn't carry over to the other.
Lo, let's put the rat on the table.
Ooh, second rat of the day.
He's a Purdue guy. Your son went to Purdue.
There we go.
So you're looking for reasons to back up an average running back. It's very fair.
Wow. Are you serious right now?
No, they're playing.
Boiler up, rat down.
Hammer
on the table.
Oh my God, Steiny! I promise, Steiny, it's nothing to do with Purdue. The guy is a game changer. You see, when he touches the ball, his speed, if he gets a crease or a daylight,
he can put him up.
That's all.
Lo, isn't it true that your all time favorite Warrior is Brian Cardinal? Former Boy.
Isn't it true that you always thought Glenn the Big Dog Robinson got hosed?
You know what?
Wow.
Wasn't it you who thought that Joe Barry Carroll got screwed?
Wow.
Are you still pushing for Gene Katie to make the Hall of Fame?
Who are you?
Shout
out Drew Brees, right? He went to Purdue, right?
Bob Greasy, too, I think, right?
Jim Everett, the great Rod Woodson. The list.
Bob Greasy.
Congratulations.
I try to bring some perspective to this, and this is what you guys want to poo-poo on my take. All right, I get it, Dibbers.
With all due respect, yes, you were slightly ahead of the curve on Raheem Mostert, but you never once, until it happened, said, wait till they give this guy the ball. He's 80 yards to the house waiting to happen. You didn't say that, Lo. Be honest. With all due respect.
Okay, you're right.
Bob Greasy went to Purdue, too, right, Lo?
Yeah, you're on a roll right now, Steiny. I just love you.
Yeah, Brian Greasy went to Michigan.
Yeah, yeah.
As we run down.
Right,
all
but I'm talking
Greasys.
About Bob Greasy.
Yeah,
Bobby.
I'm trying Bob to you know, skew younger.
Speaking
by
of tree,
son.
What about that McVay tree they showed? The dad, the dad's dad. And that's awesome stuff, man.
Yeah.
Kind of thought about my family, you know. What,
I mean, your shrub?
Well, hey, whatever.
You got a shrub. Yeah. You probably got a weed or two.
Yeah. Yeah,
Steiny,
you're
evil. Steiny, you're wrong, bro.
Hey.
Yes, that was awesome. That family, Bill Walsh tree, they're all over, Lo. All the great coaches, man.
Yeah, they're all lucky nepotism guys. Lucky for them. Right,
wow.
Lo? Lo, you did it the old-fashioned way. You earned it. Daddy didn't give it to you, right?
This is true, but I don't see the Niners. They earned it last night. They earned it the old-fashioned ways. Kudos to the whole team, the organization.
Bring it home, Lo.
And everyone that stuck their neck out to say, we're still in this thing.
Don't print the playoff
Niners
tickets,
showed everyone what they're about when they're playing at a high level and playing with speed and getting to the perimeter.
Well, let's watch a game together.
Great job.
Come on.
I would absolutely love that, Steiny. Okay, I would absolutely love that.
Coming up next, Damon Ratto and Kolsky. They've got a lot on their plate. Michael
Go
Irvin
hell,
at Steiny. 4 o'clock. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Woo! We're live, bro.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.